Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Mastering the self, conquering the flesh. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. I beat my body and make it my slave. 1 Corinthians 9:25 and 27. The Corinthians had much to learn about moderation and self-control lessons, and Paul was eager to teach them. In ancient times, athletes disciplined their minds and bodies just to win a fragile wreath of laurels. How much more should those who compete in the games, with eternal, indestructible rewards in view? More than 500 years ago, Thomas A. Kempis gave this counsel about the problem of self-control. Walk with Thomas A. Kempis, the little-known author of the classic The Imitation of Christ in the 1400s. Various desires and longings often inflame you and drive you forward with vehemence. But consider whether you are not moved for your own advantage rather than for God's honor. Not every desire which seems good is immediately to be followed, nor again is every unpleasant desire at first to be avoided. It is sometimes expedient to use restraint even in good desires and endeavors, so that they do not become annoying distractions. Sometimes you must use physical means to valiantly resist the desires of the senses and disregard what the flesh wants. The flesh must be disciplined and forced to remain under servitude until it is prepared for everything, and until you learn to be content with little and to be pleased with plain and simple things, not murmuring against any inconvenience. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
1 Corinthians 9. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who sit in judgment on me. Don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who lack the right not to work for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? Do I say this merely on human authority? Doesn't the law say the same thing? For it is written in the law of Moses, "Do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain." Is it about oxen that God is concerned? Surely he says this for us, doesn't he? Yes, this was written for us because whoever plows and threshes should be able to do so in the hope of sharing in the harvest. If we have sown spiritual seed among you, is it too much if we reap a material harvest from you? If others have this right of support from you, shouldn't we have it all the more? But we did not use this right. On the contrary, we put up with anything rather than hinder the gospel of Christ. Don't you know that those who serve in the temple get their food from the temple, and that those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. But I have not used any of these rights, and I'm not writing this in the hope that you will do such things for me. For I would rather die than allow anyone to deprive me of this boast. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make full use of my rights as a preacher of the gospel. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Compete, beat, make it my slave. Those words demand a willful resolve and an active response. How much you eat, sleep, exercise, relax, all these are part of learning self-mastery, that you might be strong and ready for the master's service. Many are unwilling to pay the price and are therefore unprepared for the rigors of the marathon race known as the Christian life. How will you resolve and respond?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.